Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now, let's get started. The torrid tales from our warming seas are not merely fables spun from a pessimist's loom, but stark realities of a planet in distress. Our oceans, once vast expanses of calming blues, are now peril-infused pots simmering under the relentless gaze of a hotter sun. Inferno oceans, as they've come to be known, mark the era in which we have inexorably transitioned into the age of steam. Scientists stand aghast, their instruments reading like tomes of doom as sea temperatures climb past tipping points thought to harbor safety. Marine ecosystems, those delicate labyrinths of biodiversity, languish as the water's tepid embrace grows increasingly deadly with the intrusion of heat waves. A boiling cauldron, each degree upward pushing the bounds of an imaginable Hades under the waves. Is this the steam-powered apocalypse forewarned by minds too earnest to be heeded? Perhaps, and yet our tragedy unfurls. Anecdotal evidence of scalded sea creatures has become commonplace, fish that wash up ashore cooked by the very waters they call home. Yet it is not merely the marine life that suffers. The ripple effects are palpable. Coastal communities reliant on these waters for sustenance now watch in horror as their livelihoods evaporate into the mists of an overheated atmosphere. Their plaintive cries linger, muted by the globe's tepid response to warnings long vocalized. Technological ventures that attempt to exploit and alleviate the phenomenon have emerged, industries coveting the scalding bounty to power turbines and engines to keep the remnants of our society functioning. Steam, the Industrial Revolution's old faithful, becomes both the currency of survival and the harbinger of nature's demise. A cruel joke played by the fates. Where our energy salvation lies within our own environmental damnation, witness the seaborne ghost fleets, skeletal remains of once thriving transport lanes, now stranded as changing currents and violent, unpredictable weather render the seas impassable. The romantic bygone era of maritime conquest is replaced by a steam-filled purgatory, a final testament to humanity's hand in this uncharted hellscape. If the cascades of desolation taught us the cruel lesson of dried majesty, then the inferno oceans stoke a fire beneath our crumbling ecological edifice. Waterfalls, those cascading beauties, once the pride of pristine landscapes and cultures rich in respect for nature, now stand as mere trickles, their might retreating into history books, their power lost to the clutches of the inferno oceans. Our planet's cycle, once defined by liquid vitality, ends up at the mercy of vapors, the steam symbolic of spirits fleeing from their earthly confines. The relentless rise of collisionous clouds from these scalding depths tells a story that ought to have remained confined to the dusty shelves of speculative fiction. It whispers a morose lullaby to our civilizations, where steam is the resolute victor, and water, in its nurturing liquidity, the vanquished. In conclusion, readers, gaze upon the inferno oceans, not merely as a spectacle of demise, but as a looking glass into the abyss we have engineered. Dismiss it as dystopian fantasy at your peril, for the boiling seas do not lie. The steam sings truths of our own doing. The dystopia is here. It billows around us. A miasma of what-ifs and too-lates, the vaporous veils of regret entwining our senses until we choke on our own neglect. An era ends, another begins, and the age of steam reigns with an iron fist clad in mist, merciless as the climate crisis it embodies.